wheat crop, you said?
Wheat crop.
If you cut down the trees, you might say the land has been
cleared.
Usually it's for the first time that you clear it, I guess. Cut them down
the
first time.
Yeah, that's true. Breaking up a new piece of ground that's been cleared.
Well, if you plant alfalfa and you cut it, and it grows up again and you cut it, you might say that was the
second crop.
Crop.
Second crop. Good. Now, if you have wheat, they put it in a unit. What sort of unit did they put it in? A sheaf or a bind or a bundle or what do you say?
What was it called?
The wheat.
Wheat.
Bundle.
A bundle of wheat. And if you had a good crop, you might say I had 40
bushels.
Very good. Oh, some count. The old fellows, I think, call it a sheaf. Out of 20, 25 years, they call it a bundle.
And how about corn? With corn, do you have a sheaf of corn or shock?
Shock of corn.
Shock of corn. And does it have sheaves in it? Shock have so many sheaves? About how many?
Well, they cut it to the binders. All of them have about a dozen.
Bundles.
Dozens and a shock.
Dozen bundles and a shock? Yeah. Recently they started treating the oats a little different than they used to, but they used to do what to it? You might say the oats.
Fan it out.
Or
thrash them.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to say it. you might say then, after you're done, you might say the oats
are thrashed. And everybody was happy too.
And then, of course, the wife especially, because she's had to cook for
thrashing dinner.
Yeah, and that lingered on so, especially with the rainy weather.
She cooked for the what, ma'am?
The thrashers.
Yes, I've eaten my thrashing supper several times. The lamplight. Thrashing dark, probably you see there on it.
Well, we still use that term, and my folks have to live, they were children on the farm.
Uh-huh.
But, clear to my generation, we say if we have a big meal, my wife cooked for thrashers. We'll still say, I don't even know what it means anymore.
Well, it was being anywhere from 5 to 30 men that helped with the thrashing.
Yes. Put it on the table in big dishes and...
A lot of it.
You give somebody a ride in the car and you stop and say, but I'm sorry, but this is all the... Or this is...
All the room I
have. You can't take him any farther.
Oh, that's as far as I'm going.
As far. You divide something up, you say, this is mine, and that is...
Share.
Or, this is mine.
My
and
share,
that's
your share.
That's yours.
Yeah.
And this is theirs, and this is...
mine.
Or ours.
Ours.
You're speaking to a group of people, and it's time for them to leave, and you say, well, when are you, you want to come back?
When do you want to?
When are you coming back?
Okay. And if you went to a meeting and you got home, and your wife wanted to know the names of the people who were at the meeting, she might ask you, well, who
was there?
Did you ever say who all was there?
No, but I've heard this mentioned.
You didn't say what all did he say?
Those are, let's see, what did they call them? The Southerners, didn't they?
Well, I don't know. This isn't necessarily Southern on these
two. No, not that.
Who all was there? And what